Hello, mindful teacher listeners. Welcome to season 3 of the Mindful Teacher K-12 podcast. My name is April Hughes, veteran educator, certified yoga teacher, recent graduate with a doctoral degree in curriculum leadership, and an overall great mother of 2 wonderful children and, yes, 5 rescue miniature schnauzers. So if any of those things seem to interest you and you are wanting strategies and tools to bring in mindfulness to your life, this is the podcast for you. Hello, mindful teacher listeners. Welcome to season 3 of the Mindful Teacher K-12 podcast. I realize that it's already the middle of October and I have not yet started my 3rd season of the Mindful Teacher podcast, and I will tell you why. Well, I'll start to try to tell you why. So I've been recording all of these great ideas about what do I want to talk about at the beginning of season 3. So I have my notebook and I have my outline and I know what I want to talk about. And then something happens. And then all of a sudden, I'm like, okay, now I really don't know what I want to talk about at the start of season 3. And what advice and what kind of strategies am I going to offer my audience that will be helpful in these crazy, unprecedented times? So I know that depending on where you're located in the United States, in the world, teaching looks very different this year. So I'm going to share with you my personal story, and I'm going to ask this of you. This year, I have decided for my podcast that I want my audience and my supporters to reach out to me and share their personal stories because they are so vitally important for education right now. We're all sitting in a different situation. We're all sitting in a different environment than what we're used to, and being able to connect with each other and hear how other people are either coping, not coping, struggling, persevering. I think that this year it is critical that we hear voices from all over the United States. So I'm going to challenge you, audience, to reach out to me either via Instagram or Facebook or on the Anchor website, or you can email me. I want to hear your voices. And if you're thinking that you don't have anything to share, you're wrong, because I feel like the way that we get through this is together. And hearing what other people are doing in their classrooms or online or remotely is going to be an invaluable experience to help us get through this time. So I'm going to start out season 3 this year of just sharing my story and my interpretation of how I believe we move forward. And keep in mind, I am not an expert on anything. So, quick recap of this year. In January, I lost my dad, and he had had major surgery in November and did not do well recovering from that surgery. And we did not think he was going to ever leave the hospital. And then miraculously, he came home right before Christmas, and then we found that he needed additional support, so we put him in a rehab center to get additional therapy before he could come back home. And by home, I mean he did live with me. So why is this important? Well, he suddenly passed away in the middle too late January. And I was like, what is going on? Because he was really doing so well. And then all the stuff with COVID started coming out and all of the symptoms and blah, blah, blah. And I was like, my dad totally died of COVID. I mean, that's what he had. And then the rehab center that he was at posted that it had, you know, 50 cases and there's only 60 people there and they had X amount of deaths. And I was like, okay, my dad died of COVID. I know that for sure now. No, I can't prove it, but you know, that's how my year started out. So I didn't really figure out that part until probably April when things started really coming out about everything with COVID and the symptoms. And then on a side note, I got really sick right after he died. And I thought, it's January, I'm really sick. Plus my dad just died and it's the flu. But I was sick for a really long time. I went to the doctor 3 different times and they just kept telling me, no, you don't have strep throat. No, you don't have the flu. It's like some random virus. Again, this is before COVID was quote unquote in the United States because it was February. And, you know, I still believe to this day I got COVID from my dad. And then my insurance company would not pay for an antibodies test. And I fought with them for about 3 months for an antibodies test. They wouldn't even write a recommendation or like a referral so I could go get one at a third party place. So I couldn't even prove I had COVID. So then we went into lockdown. Fast forward, I finished my dissertation in August. I defended my dissertation and I'm done. I'm graduating in December after 8 long years of working on my dissertation. I am finally done and am a doctorate of curriculum leadership or whatever the piece of paper is going to say when I get it in May or in December. So this year has been fraught with ups and downs and ups and downs. And then my husband lost his job in June and it's October and he still hasn't found a job. So I feel like I'm in the space of being pretty heavily impacted by the COVID pandemic. But all of that really is irrelevant, except that I want to let my readers know that, or my listeners and readers, if you do read my blog, to know, like, I get it. I get it. I'm not just like making it up. I get it. I'm in it. And I want to share how my school year started. So my school year starts with everybody's going to be remotely learning. That's what my school district said. Okay, fine. So they also said that we had to start using Schoology instead of Google Classroom because they bought this great new online curriculum, blah, 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 blah. So I spent the first like 2 weeks of school trying to learn Schoology and, you know, the ins and outs and then getting on Zoom. And again, I teach 6th grade. So I teach 4 classes of middle school 6th graders who, by the way, you know, didn't even get to step foot in school at the start of middle school, which was super weird. And I know you can all relate to a similar story. So then about 3 weeks into the school year, my school district says, okay, now we're going to go back to hybrid. So we're going to go to hybrid. And so everything changed. And then I got all new classes of students. Some of the teachers remained remote. Other teachers went back to school. I was one of those teachers that went back to school. And then I had like all new kids because Some parents decided to keep their kids at home. Other kids came back to school. So we had a shuffle with classless again after I just got done getting to know my 130 students. So now we are currently in hybrid, where I teach two groups, one group Monday and Tuesday, another group Thursday and Friday. And then I am synchronous, one of these words I've started to learn to hate, synchronous on Wednesdays. So with all of that going on, yeah, I haven't figured out what in the heck my message is going to be for this podcast, but it came to me. So during one of the professional developments that we were doing at school, and I know that some people do not have the advantage of getting really great professional development, but at my school, we actually happen to have two great, amazing teachers that... So the inspiration that I have for this podcast is dedicated to one of our amazing social, I think her title is like social emotional, like coordinator. I don't even really know anymore, but sorry. But I am going to give a shout out to Mrs. Stacy Elby because she gave me the inspiration for the title and theme of this podcast today, which is craving consistency. So the English teacher in me loves the fact that it's C and C because it just sounds great. And then if I had to sum up, probably every not only educator, but administrator, parent, even students, we are craving consistency. I know that no matter where you are, there's probably been a lot of changes. So even though we've switched to go back to hybrid, now we have, you're dealing with, quarantine issues. And if, students are exposed and, our teachers exposed, our students exposed. I mean, as a parent, I get these emails from my kids' schools all the time, like, hey, we've had another case of COVID, but your child wasn't impacted. So we just wanted to let you know. And I get some of those, sometimes a couple a day. And I feel like it's like a form letter now all the districts sent out to inform parents that their kid, wasn't in direct contact, but somebody at the school has it, whatever. So that's always changing. So as we feel like we're getting into a groove or we're finally developing a routine, something happens, like somebody's pulling the rug out from under us and we're relearning everything. And in my notes, I had put down that I really feel like this year, it's like, I feel like I'm a first year teacher all over again. And this is like my 20th year teaching. And then today I was in a meeting via Zoom, of course, and one of my teacher leaders was like, somebody said that, they feel like this is their first year teaching all over again, but it's really their 20th. And the difference is they know that right now they really suck. And the first year that they were teaching, they didn't recognize that they sucked. They thought they were doing everything great. And I chuckled because I was like, I have the same notes in my podcast outline. And then I thought, but duh, you haven't recorded it yet. So maybe you need to get to it. So then I'm like, okay, I need to sit down and record the podcast. So anyway, craving consistency, we're all there. As a parent, as a teacher, as a human being, I'm craving consistency. And now that it seems like there are increased cases. And of course, I live outside of Denver, so I can only relate to what's happening here. The, you know, governor or mayor or somebody is like, yeah, well, if it goes up like another percent with transmission rates, we're going to go back into lockdown and we're going to close restaurants. And I'm thinking, oh, not this again. So, I mean, craving consistency has been like my mantra now since my professional development person, who, by the way, I have invited on my podcast a million times, and I am again inviting her to come onto my podcast to share with us her words of wisdom, like craving consistency, because that really just summarizes my life right now. And I hope it summarizes your life. So as I feel like now I'm rambling, let me give you some tools that I will, again, be saying probably in every podcast that I do. But number one, I am still meditating every day for 10 minutes, no matter what. It is an absolute deal breaker. I do not leave my house without doing my meditation for 10 minutes. I use Calm. So I do the 10-minute meditation that is on the Calm. It's a different one every day. If you're new to meditating, you can do a 3-minute meditation, a 5-minute meditation. I don't care if you do a 30-second meditation, but being able to shut everything down and have quiet time is critical. Number two, journaling. I journal every day. I try. I'm not super consistent, but another shout out goes to Danielle Laporte, because I use her desire map journal, and every day there's a space for journaling. So I bought the desire map planner and program for 2020. And I know that she just launched the one for 2021, and it's available on her website. I'll put the link in the show notes, but it's kind of expensive, but believe me, it's worth it, because I use it every single day, and it prompts me to show my gratitude and to express my desire to be successful. And I have to make sure to note why I'm grateful, because even in these crazy times, I have to be grateful for my house and my car and my kids and my unemployed husband, bless him, and all my dogs and my friends and my students and my peers, because without them, I wouldn't be functioning. So it's important to bring gratitude into your life, however that looks. If you don't want to buy a fancy planner, just get a notebook and write down one thing that you're grateful for every single day. Thirdly, I want to talk about what can we take away from this online learning, hybrid learning, crazy situation. So I've been thinking about this quite a bit, and if you're completely remote, this probably is not going to apply to you as well as if you are in a hybrid or you're back to school. But one great thing that I have found is that my students are really showing a lot of resilience and perseverance for all of the changes that are being made all the time. So, and I haven't heard actually like one of my students complain if their schedule gets changed, or if their classes get changed, or the, you know, remote to hybrid situation changes. They just like keep marching on. And, you know, kids are extremely flexible, and they have the ability to adapt and persevere in a way adults can never do on their best day. So I think we need to take a lesson from our students. And again, I teach sixth grade, middle school. Maybe if you teach kindergarten or first grade, you're like, my students are not being flexible. I don't know. But I just have to speak from my own experience, because unless I hear from your beautiful voices what's going on in your world, I can't make a comparison. So the other thing that I think we need to really focus on is finally, I get a class size of 15. I know it's not ideal and it's not in ideal circumstances, but teachers have been, pardon my French, bitching for decades about getting smaller class sizes. So when I look out and I have 12 or 15 students in my class and I can actually sit down with a student who I know is really struggling and give them some one-on-one attention, that hasn't happened in years. So I'm grateful I get that opportunity to actually really sit down with a kid one-on-one and work with them. Lastly, my big takeaway before I end this podcast, because I love to keep them under 20 minutes, is that we really have to look at the fact that we have been wanting our students to be critical thinkers, to be problem solvers. I know that one of my biggest complaints has always been, I feel like I spoon feed my students too much. How do I get them to develop grit? How do I get them to develop perseverance? How do I get them to, you know, solve problems? And the answer is, this is doing that. I mean, I see my students problem solving and being critical thinkers a lot now because they have no other choice. They have to do it. They have to learn all these new platforms, and they're being forced to learn to get on the computer and type, even though they hate it. And they're being forced to figure stuff out. And I mean, no amount of gradual release, quote unquote, and scaffolding can make that happen as quickly as what's been happening with remote learning and hybrid learning. I mean, I every kid has a laptop or Chromebook. It might be old and their internet might be slow, but you know, that's more than what was happening a year ago for a lot of my students. I mean, half my students last year did not have access to a Chromebook. And my school demographics is over 50% with free and reduced lunch. So I know that probably looks different for some of you. And maybe you're thinking, my students don't have access to that. But, you know, in my district, they've made it happen. So I have to be really thankful for that. So the increase in equity with technology, that's a plus. Students being critical thinkers, problem solvers, and learning how to troubleshoot on their own, that's a plus. Students learning how to persevere in times of crisis, that's a plus. These are things I cannot teach them in the classroom with my curriculum. These are like life lessons that we want all of our students to have, but they haven't, I don't know how to do it. I haven't, maybe I do it with certain things that I do in my classroom, but I feel like I couldn't have done it without this pandemic and these crazy times. So to wrap up, it's critical that we are, again, looking at the positives and not the negatives, because if we go down that rabbit hole of negativity, we're never coming out. So keep it real. Focus on the things that you can change and let go the things that you cannot change. Because there's a lot of things outside of our control right now. And we need to recognize that. And we need to realize we don't have control over these things. So we need to just let it go. So as always, follow me on Instagram at the Mindful Teacher K-12. You can also follow my teacher page on Facebook, the Mindful Teacher K-12. Which I will link to the notes here. I have had a small glitch with my website, So if you go to my website, it's probably not up and running at this juncture, but that's a whole nother story I do not have time to complain about. And mostly just follow me on the Instagram or Facebook and make sure that you check out Danielle Laporte's journal and planner for 2021 if you want to make journaling an integrated part of your life. And I just want to remind you to make sure to subscribe to my podcast on whatever platform you listen to. And it's critical that you leave my podcast a review, because I guess that's a big thing. And although I don't do my podcast to make money, it would be nice to get some good reviews. Last but not least, I want to hear from my listeners. So I am inviting every single one of you to be a guest on my podcast. And I don't care what grade you teach. I don't care where you're at. We will just do a Zoom call and it will be great. And you could help millions of teachers with your story. So we need to share our stories in order for us to really feel like we're not alone in these crazy times. Because unfortunately, I feel like we're in for another rough ride here. And I'm not even going to get into politics right now. So, as always, take care of yourself first. Remember, if you are on a plane that is going down, you need to put your oxygen mask on first before you can help any of the other people on the plane. And plane is metaphorical here. I'm talking about life. If you're not taking care of yourself and you are not being mindful about how you are taking care of yourself, then you're going to run out of oxygen, and that impacts everybody. And we all need to stay happy and healthy during this time because our students and our families need us. So make sure to subscribe and share this episode to 10 of your favorite teachers, friends, and administrators. And make sure to subscribe to my podcast. Follow me on Instagram at the Mindful Teacher K-12, and have a wonderful day.